Now we're going to head to the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland for a story about preserving a species, the oyster. Native oyster harvests are, by some estimates, less than 1% of what they once were. And that doesn't just hurt oyster farmers and oyster bars and restaurants. It hurts the water. Oysters help filter pollution, and their low numbers have changed the entire ecology of the bay. But scientists say all hope is not lost. From here in our contributing station WAMU, reporter Jonathan Wilson has more.
Donald Merritt is the driving force behind the University of Maryland's oyster hatchery at Horn Point, on the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay. One of the first things he shows visitors is a video clip of a female oyster expelling eggs.
So what we're looking at here is oyster porn.
That's right, oyster porn, a phrase you might expect from a man who's happy to go by his nickname, Mutt.
She's going to slowly open her shells and pulse a group of eggs out. There she goes. And imagine, I mean, an oyster the size of my hand, a very ripe female, could produce tens of millions of eggs.
Horn Point's hatchery was established in 1974, after Hurricane Agnes brought record rainfall to the region and changed the salinity of the bay. The result? A catastrophic loss of oysters. The hatchery's main aim was figuring out a way to revive the fishery.
We believe we're on pace to fully restore two of our better oyster tributaries in Maryland within the next 5 or 6 years.
That's Mike Naylor, the head of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Shellfish Fisheries Program. He says overfishing and two oyster diseases, MSX and Dermo, meant that where once Maryland could count on harvesting 15 million bushels a year, the state is now lucky to get a couple hundred thousand.
The hope is that we'll allow disease resistance to develop and for these oyster populations to grow without harvest pressure in these sanctuaries.
Full restoration in this case means something very specific. In 2011, the state determined that a successful, sustainable reef has a minimum threshold of 15 oysters per square meter, with a total dry weight of 15 grams in that same space, and oysters must cover 30% of the reef area. This might seem like we're getting a bit in the underwater weeds, but metrics are important to Mutt Merritt. He says too many people talk about bringing back oysters without having a real goal in mind.
Bringing them back to what? To what they were when John Smith sailed up the bay? To 1980, to 1990, to 1950, all over the state of Maryland, all over the Chesapeake Bay, and there's all kinds of caveats to that.
Whatever the target might be, Merritt and his team seem to be getting better and better at raising oysters. Using egg and sperm from native oysters, the hatchery has gone from producing 17 million tiny baby oysters, or oyster spat, in 1997, to a record of 1.2 billion oyster spat a few years ago. One secret weapon Merritt has at his disposal comes in the form of his hatchery manager, Stephanie Alexander, who's been working with him for 18 years.
So I've gone from a one-room hatchery to this huge complex.
And she does mean huge. One room holds rows of giant fiberglass vats where larval oysters swim around until they're big enough to be settled into the bay. Each vat holds 10,000 gallons of water. The first versions of the vats held just 100 gallons.
They're my babies. Every single one of them that leaves here, in some way, I had a hand in producing. So they're my babies. I do not eat them. I find them highly disgusting. But they're good for the bay, and I want to see them out there.
Beneath his tough exterior, Donald Merritt confesses that he, too, has a soft spot for oysters. But any optimism he has about bay restoration is tempered by a belief that looking back isn't always the right move.
Everybody you talk to wants the bay to be back what it was in 1960. You know, I'd like to have the body I had in 1962. Ain't gonna happen, all right?
But Donald Mutt Merritt will continue to push Horn Point to do better research and hatch more oysters year after year. That way, whatever the future holds for the bay, healthy, disease-free oysters can be a part of it. For Here and Now, I'm Jonathan Wilson.